The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Buy it, saving will get it, so thank Commonwealth now.
For a car, or a bike, or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to bank. Commonwealth save, Commonwealth bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter became quite interesting recently. And all because young Astley entered an essay competition, which was sponsored by the local Asheville newspaper. The first member of the Dutton family to notice the competition in the paper was Dexter one morning at breakfast.
My word, there's something very interesting in the local rag this morning.
It must be terribly interesting. You've got your head buried deeper than the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, there must be a picture of Ginny Lollybritches wearing a bikini.
Ashley, why must you say things like that? You're always trying to be smart.
Oh, I am not.
You are so.
Oh, I am not. I don't have to try to be smart. It comes naturally.
Children, will you please only speak when you're spoken to? Now, Dexter, what is so amazingly interesting in this morning's local paper?
Well, it's only that they're running an essay competition for children 15 and under, and I thought my under 15 son might want to submit an entry.
Oh, an essay competition. Oh, gee, Dad, I'm interested. Well, I always stand a good chance of winning things like that. Of course, although I'm under 15 in years, I'm way ahead mentally.
Ha!
He is way ahead mentally, too. I can't think of any boy in the neighborhood who's more mental.
Oh, Dexter, that's not a very nice thing to say. Now, let's hear about the competition.
Well, it's a competition for boys and girls 15 and under. The essay has to be short, 500 words or less, and the title of the essay is to be The Most Interesting Man I Know.
Boy, that's a pushover. What's the loot?
What's the what?
The loot, the scratch, the green stuff. What's the prize for the winner?
The prize for the winner is well worth winning. It's a complete set of encyclopedias.
Oh, is that all? Oh, what a monkey run. Why can't old Malbank give a decent prize like a new bike or a spear gun?
Oh, Death Adder, you're an apple. You've no sense of values, no sense of appreciation, and no sense of learning.
Apart from which, he's got no sense. Son, don't you realize that a complete set of encyclopedias is worth far more than a new bike or a silly spear gun?
Well, maybe so, Dad, but well, you can't stab fish or skid around corners on a stack of books.
Oh, fancy us having a son who doesn't appreciate good reading matter.
Yeah, he'd rather have one cycle than a set of encycles.
Anyway, Dad, I reckon I will have a crack at the competition. I guess I might as well win a bunch of musty old books as nothing. Hey, what's that title again? The Most Interesting Man I Know?
That's right. Do you have any interesting man in mind?
Oh, I sure do, Dad. I know a man I can write about, and he's so close to me, I can talk to him any time I like about some of the interesting things he's done.
Well, Ashley, if you're sure he's the most interesting...
Oh, I'm positive he is. Well, how could I think of doing an essay on anyone else? Oh, he's a man plus.
Oh, now, that's exaggerating a little. I mean, he's just a normal, average, ordinary,
everyday... Oh, he's nothing of the kind. How could you call him ordinary? You do know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Well, son, I believe I can guess.
Then why call him ordinary and everyday? Mr. Parker works with the Cliff Rescue Squad.
Dexter, what's the matter with you? Ever since you arrived at the office, you've been wandering around like a sick sheep.
I'm sorry, J.G., but this morning I'm just not myself.
Then you should be enjoying the change. What's eating you? What's on the space where your mind would be if you had one?
Jonathan, would you say I've been a good father to my only son?
Well, yes, I suppose you've been a good father. You've never been a good anything else, but I guess you've been a good father. Why do you ask?
Well, a couple of days ago, during breakfast, I discovered that my son does not appreciate his father. He does not find me interesting.
He doesn't? Well, that's silly, because I find you most interesting. And I'm sure most psychiatrists would do the same.
This is no joking matter. I happen to be a father.
Well, I have a son in boarding school. What do you think I am, a mother?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about Gerald. Well, all right, Jonathan, as a father yourself, what would be your feelings if Gerald had to write an essay about the most interesting man he knows and he decided to write it about Vince Parker, the man who lives up the street from us?
Oh, Vince Parker's a very interesting character. He's with the police rescue squad.
I know that, but wouldn't you like your son to write about you as the most interesting man he knows?
I don't know.
Has your boy ever written about you?
I don't know about me. He often writes to me for money. Yes, Dexter, I can see your point. Yes, my feelings would be hurt if Gerald wrote the essay about anyone else but me.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why I'm so upset right now. Ashley's first thought was to do his essay on this Vince Parker. And since then, he's considered George Gordon, the deep-sea diver, Fred Moody, the airways pilot, and even Dave Regan, who feeds the elephants at the zoo.
Oh, excuse me, will you? The buzzer's buzzing. Yes, Miss Potter. Oh, all right. Put him on. Dexter, it's Ashley calling you.
Oh.
Now, try to sound interesting, will
you? Oh, hey, for me? Maybe he's decided to write the essay about me after all. Thank you. Hello, son. Oh, this is an unexpected pleasure. Are you ringing from school? Your lunch hour. I see. Yeah, what can I do for you? I see. And you want my opinion. Well, I think that's a terrific idea. Yes, you should go ahead with it. Yes, by all means, definitely. That's good. Good idea. Goodbye, Ashley.
What was that about?
My son has decided he won't write his essay about Vince Parker or George Gordon or Fred Moody or Dave Regan.
No?
No. He's going to write about a man who's much more interesting than all those, Bert Smith, the garbage man.
At first sight, it looks as though Ashley has let Dexter down, but of course, with Ashley, you never know. He's always likely to come good. And now a word with all those girls and boys who want to come good with a Christmas present for Dad. One that he'll really appreciate. At all branches of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, you can buy passbook note wallets for 2 shillings each. These Commonwealth Savings Bank wallets are the best 2 shillings worth you can buy anywhere. They're made of plastic. They come in 3 smart colours. The wallets hold a Commonwealth Savings Bank passbook, notes, stamps, driver's licence, and all the other things Dad likes to carry with him. So girls and boys, go along between now and Christmas to any Commonwealth Savings Bank branch and buy a passbook note wallet for 2 shillings. And if there are any dads listening who haven't, boys and girls, to buy a wallet for them, well, give yourself a treat. Buy a Commonwealth Savings Bank passbook note wallet for yourself. And, of course, everyone, don't forget to week by week, bank Commonwealth.
Oh, but, Katie, what can I do about it? Dexter's awfully hurt over the whole silly business. Ashley's so engrossed with collecting notes and talking to interesting characters in the district, he doesn't hear a word I say.
Oh, then he hasn't yet made a final choice as to whom he's going to write about.
No, and he wasted some of his lunch money yesterday to phone me and his father to see what we thought about Bert Smith, the garbage collector, as an interesting subject.
Oh, dear. Oh, Dexter wouldn't like that. I know Jonathan wouldn't care to be tossed aside for a garbage collector. Although sometimes I'd like to see the collector toss him into the cart.
Oh, Katie, do you think I should forget my promise to Dexter and have a talk with Ashley?
I believe that I might have another idea.
Mm?
Supposing Jonathan and I come in for a little social visit tonight. Somehow I'll lead the conversation around to what an interesting character Dexter is. Sort of reminisce about some of the exciting things that he's done, etc., etc.
Yes, well, you might have a job thinking up one exciting thing without the etc., etc.
Oh, Jessie, between us we'll think up lots of things, even if we have to invent a few. Will Ashley be home this evening so that he'll be sure to overhear our conversation?
Yes, he usually has masses of homework to do on Friday evening, and he does it in his father's study.
Oh, good, that's perfect. We'll all be in the living room, and if we talk naturally, he won't be able to help overhearing every word we say.
That's true, even if he has the study door shut. Mm. We could even cheat slightly by keeping our voices well up.
Oh, I don't have to cheat to do that, Jessie. When Ashley overhears a few interesting items about his father, he'll change his mind completely about the essay.
Oh, Katie, your idea's a gem, but you'll have to do most of the talking. When I want to, I can never think of a thing to say.
On that score, I don't have any trouble. Jonathan often says the only chance he gets to open his mouth is when he yawns. Once, when I dislocated my jaw, Jonathan phoned the doctor. Just never guess what he said. He said, "Doctor, I wonder if you'd mind calling in to fix my wife's jaw. That is, if you're in the vicinity any time next week or the week after."
Oh, Katie, you're joking.
Sit down, J.G. Nice of you to call in this evening.
Oh, nice of you to have us, Dexter.
Oh, here, Katie. Sit over here between me and Janie.
Plenty of room, Mrs. Wilmot.
Katie will soon put an end to that.
All right, Jonathan, don't be rude. At least my figure is in proportion.
Oh, it's in proportion, all right. Katie's measurements are 25, 35, 45.
There are no such thing. And I'd rather measure that than have your figure of 45, 45, 45.
Oh, now, no arguments tonight, please. Let's all have a pleasant neighborly chat.
Yes, indeed. Jessie, is Ashley in the study?
Yes, and the door's not quite closed, so we'll hear everything. And by the way, Dexter doesn't have a clue what we're going to do.
A cigar, Dexter?
Thank you very much.
I told Jonathan about it, and he's willing to help with the conversation.
Good. What are you women whispering about?
Oh, nothing, dear. Just a little private gossip.
Yeah, they call it gossip, J.G. Two lady tigers tearing another lady tiger to shreds.
Oh, Dexter. Oh, you're a scream the way you describe things. Jessie, has your husband ever thought about a stage career? He'd make a fabulous comedian.
Who, me?
Oh, yes, Katie's right, Dexter. You would make a wonderful performer, you know. You're such an outstanding personality.
Who, me?
Daddy, why wouldn't Mr. and Mrs. Wilmot mean you? You're too modest, that's your trouble.
You are too, Dexter. Jonathan often tells me that when he talks about you after a hard day's work at the office.
Oh, it's true, yes, I must admit it. Dexter, you mustn't feel because I bawl you out occasionally at the office that I don't genuinely appreciate you. To be honest with you, I don't believe I've met a more interesting man than you in all my life.
Who, me?
Please, dear, don't keep saying that.
Well, I just don't. Jessie, are you sure you invited the Wilmots in here tonight and not a couple who owe us a lot of money?
Oh, there he goes with that amazing humor again. Oh, Jessie, you're a very lucky woman to be married to such an unusually interesting man.
I am lucky, Katie, and I don't know how I ever caught him in the first place. Before we were married, he led such a wild, devil-may-care, interesting life.
Oh, me... I did?
Daddy, tell Mr. and Mrs. Wilmot about how when you were a youth, you and a friend rode bicycles on a 200-mile trip.
Oh, Janie, they don't want to hear about that.
But we do.
Well, when I was a youth, a friend and I rode bicycles on a 200-mile trip.
You didn't.
How interesting.
Oh, Dexter's done much more interesting things than that. You won't believe this, Katie, nor you, Jonathan, but my husband was once almost drowned.
No!
Oh, Jessie, no, please, no.
Mummy told me about it one day, and it's the most amazing, blood-curdling thing I ever heard.
Yeah, well, I don't wish to discuss it.
Now, Dexter, there's that modesty coming out again. Jonathan and I want to hear all about how you nearly drowned.
I can hear you, Katie. I'm sitting right here. You don't have to shout.
Well, tell them about it, dear. Don't be shy.
Oh, very well. If you must know how I nearly drowned, I'll tell you. I was lying on the beach in the sun, sound asleep, and I didn't notice the tide coming in.
How interesting.
Fantastic. You know, Dexter, I envy you, old boy. I've led such a quiet, staid life, but you, you've really lived. You've looked into the jaws of death.
I have? I mean, yeah, well, I, Guess I have.
Jonathan, why haven't you led an interesting life like Dexter? You've never looked into the jaws of death.
Katie, that's not quite true. See, last week when I got home late from the club and you were waiting up for me, I was looking right into them then.
Daddy, would you be too modest to tell about how you joined up in the army without waiting to be called up?
Oh, please, who wants to hear about that?
We do!
Well, all right. One day I went down to the army recruiting office to make some inquiries for a friend who was sick in bed with a flu. And before I knew it, some slick-talking sergeant had my name on the dotted line.
But how terribly interesting!
Remarkable, truly remarkable. Really interesting.
Do you all really like hearing about me doing things like that?
I am completely engrossed.
Yes, I wish you'd tell us more, Dexter. I say, have you ever thought of writing a book about your life?
A book?
An autobiography of an unusual character.
And what an unusual character.
J.T., you've often called me an odd character, but never unusual.
Oh, but by odd, I meant odd, unusual, and intensely interesting. Dexter, you're a man in millions.
Well, certainly I'm a man in millions. There are millions of men in the world, and I'm one of them.
Katie, I think you've done the trick. Ashley's coming out of the study.
Well, hi, everyone.
Gee, Mum, I'm pleased with myself. I finished my homework in a quarter of my usual time, and all because of one thing.
What thing?
Oh, my little invention for not being distracted. Look. Two little corks in my ears.
Oh, yes!
Jonathan, why don't you go into the surf with the others? I'll just lie here on the sand and soak in the sun.
I want to talk to you while we're alone, Birdbrain. I've thought of a wonderful idea to make you a hero in front of your son. What you told me about nearly drowning once came with the idea.
Oh, look, forget it. I've given away trying to look like an interesting character to impress Ashley. Anyway, I believe he started writing his essay this morning.
Then he'll start rewriting it tomorrow. Dexter, I'm going into that surf in a moment, and I'm going to get a cramp and go under.
You are? Three times, I hope.
Huh?
I mean, no, what I meant was, how many times?
Once, you log. And when I start yelling for help, you're going to be close by, ready to rescue me and bring me ashore. Now, we'll head over this way. Come on.
I'm coming.
We don't want to be too close to Katie and your family. It's better if they see you acting the hero from a distance.
Okay. Stand back and make way for a bold, brave hero. I'm afraid of nothing. Oh! The water's cold on my toes! Oh, my God, it's too cold!
Dexter, for heaven's sake, I'm already wet. Here, let me give you a little shove.
Oh, there,
that's better. Now you're wet. Come on, swim out with me into deeper water and prepare for the rescue. Any moment now, I'm going to start yelling, you see, with a cramp.
Yeah, this icy water's beginning to give me a genuine cramp. Oh, I'm getting a stitch in my side. Oh, you shouldn't have pushed me so hard. It hurt.
Ooh. Will you stop yakking and save your breath for the rescue? Oh. Now, get ready. I'm going to go into the act.
Yep.
Oh, help! Help me! I got a cramp. I'm drowning.
You'll have to forget all about your act. I can't swim with a stitch in my side. It's getting worse. I can't stay up. Jakey, help me. Help me, somebody! Jakey, help!
Oh, no.
Just
hang on to me, Dexter.
I'm drowning. Oh, watch my head.
Look, Ashley. Just keep his head above water, will you, while I drag him back to shore?
Yeah, don't be scared, Dan. We've got you.
This is just delightful.
Jonathan, is Dexter all right?
Daddy, what happened?
Don't panic, women. He'll be okay.
Oh, wouldn't this resuscitate you?
As we know, Dexter wasn't taking much of a risk, and neither was J.G. However, we do know that at this time of the year, people do take risks, particularly about losing their money. At Christmas and holiday times, thieves are very busy. Consequently, it is foolhardy to carry too much money on you or to leave it in your home. It's so much easier and more sensible for you to keep your money in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. In the Commonwealth Savings Bank, your money is completely safe. It is readily available to you whenever you want it. And now I'd like to remind you again of the Commonwealth Savings Bank Traveler's Cash System. If you are going on holidays, call at your local Commonwealth Savings Bank before you go and ask about the Traveler's Cash System. The bank will arrange for you to withdraw money wherever you're going. Then take your passbook with you. In this way, you can enjoy yourself without fear of losing your cash. There are friendly offices at the Commonwealth Savings Bank everywhere, so there's no reason to take risks. Open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account tomorrow and week by week. Bank Commonwealth.
Ashley, you've hardly eaten a thing for breakfast. What's wrong?
Oh, gee, Mama, I'm too excited to eat. This is the Saturday the competition results come out in the paper. I have a feeling my essay's going to win.
Ha, ha, the ho, ha, ha.
Well, we'd be very proud of you if you do win, son. But I think you might tell us who you wrote about.
Yes, Ashley, please tell us. Did you write about Mr. Parker from the Cliff Rescue Squad?
Well, yes, I did. Sort of, if you must know.
I just knew you'd write about him.
And why shouldn't your brother write about a brave cliff rescue man? In my opinion, it was a very good choice. Very good indeed. Ashley's old enough to select his own subject for an essay, and he selected a person who, in his eyes, is the most interesting man he knows.
Yep, that's about it. Oh, I can't eat any more breakfast. If you'll all excuse me, I'll go out front and wait for the paper to arrive.
It never arrives on the Saturday before 10 o'clock.
Oh, I might as well wait for it anyway.
Well, I think it's a crying shame that Ashley wrote his essay about a perfect stranger.
Dexter, you're not too hurt, are you?
Hurt? Me? Hurt? Oh, well, what makes you girls think that? My son's job was to write an essay on the most interesting man he knows. How could he write about a man he had to rescue from drowning last weekend? How could he write about a man who's never done anything more interesting than become a lance corporal in the army?
Oh, that's not true. To me, you've always been a most interesting man. What about the time you wrote a detective novel? And the time you made your own movie for television?
And what about all the wonderful, interesting things you brought home from auction sales? Like the hippopotamus head.
And how about the goiter car you bought with the stolen diamonds hidden in it?
And, Daddy, don't tell me an uninteresting man could ever have learned to play the saxophone at your age.
I learned to blow it, not play it.
Dexter, you've been lost on a desert island. You've owned a hot dog stall. You've thought you discovered oil in our backyard. You've hypnotized your family. You've appeared on Bob Dyer's quiz program. And once you even painted a portrait of Kimberly Wilmot and entered it in a competition.
Jesse, I guess I have done some rather interesting things.
Yes.
That portrait of Kimberly was a beauty, wasn't it? I won a prize with it, remember? The judges thought it was a modernistic painting of a train going into a tunnel.
Hi there, Duttons. May we come in?
Come in, Jonathan. Good morning, Katie.
Hi,
morning.
Hi.
Oh, isn't
good morning.
It a glorious Saturday morning? We just passed Ashley standing guard at the front gate.
He's watching for the paper man like a hawk watching a young bird.
Or like Jonathan watching a young bird.
That was most uncalled for.
Hey, I've won! My essay's won the prize!
Oh, yeah.
It's true, I've won the prize. Look, my essay's in print on the front
page. Oh, show it here to me, son. May I read it?
Sure, Dad. Go ahead.
The Most Interesting Man I Know by Ashley Dutton.
That's me.
Yeah. What is the definition of a most interesting man? Is it perhaps a man who risks his life with a cliff rescue squad? Is it a man who fights fires, floods, and famine? Is it a man who travels the four corners of the globe to find excitement and adventure? Maybe it's a man in the public eye with his fingers on the pulse of world affairs. I guess all these men are interesting to some people, maybe to a great number of people. But the most interesting man I know is the man who is most interested in me, my dad,
Oh, show me, dear. It's
It's difficult for me to remember the first time I met my dad, but he remembers it well. I've heard him tell Mum how he reacted when the nurse put me on show behind the glass window. From the time I was 3 years old, I recall so much.
About that. Young Ashley won the essay competition after all. Just excuse me a moment. I'll get him over and have a word with him. Oh, Ashley.
Oh, you want me, Mr. Dunn?
Yeah, can you spare a minute? Congratulations. That was a very fine effort, young fellow.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Dunn. But what with a fellow like Dad to write about, how could I miss? One good thing, I'll have plenty to read during the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, I'll say you will. By the way, have you bought Christmas presents for the family yet?
Oh, I'll say. In fact, my savings bank account has taken a terrific bashing lately.
Yeah, I suppose it has. But from what you've told me from time to time, you'll have plenty of money in it for next year.
Oh, well, I'm not complaining. I'm not nearly broke. Not even bent. You know, Mr. Dunn, it's a beaut feeling having money in the bank to buy things when you want them.
Yeah, you're telling me. And now, Ashley, would you like to say something to all the boys and girls listening in tonight?
Can I?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Dunn. Hello, boys and girls. I hope you all have a real cool time during the school holidays, but please be careful. Remember your road safety rules and, well, don't end up in Germville.
Now, that's good advice, boys and girls, and I hope you follow it yourself, Ashley. And now, have you got another message for the boys and girls?
Oh, you mean to remind them to bank Commonwealth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet there's no need for that. Well, we've all got the message. In fact, I'm sure that, like me, they all bank Commonwealth.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day, be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way. So listen to this advice and start right today to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. You can't have laughing, can you? And for the laugh of your life, buy a Life with Dexter book now on sale at all bookstalls and all news agencies. A Life with Dexter book is an ideal Christmas gift for young or old. Hurry along and buy your copy tomorrow. The whole family will love it.